As we go to air, Pope Benedict XVI is leading more than 250,000 young people from Italy and countries all around the world in prayer at the Marian Shrine in Loreto, Italy, where he arrived shortly after 5 p.m. local time today. Chris Altieri looked at the events leading up to this weekend's much-anticipated encounter with the Holy Father.
In droves, young people have been making their way toward the pilgrimage site at Montorso Plain, just outside the northern Italian city of Loreto, since the middle of the week. Before dawn on Saturday, scores of thousands of youthful pilgrims began their descent on the 50-hectare tract of land hard by Italy's most famous Marian shrine, beloved throughout the world, where the house that is the object of devotion is the place where the angel Gabriel announced to the Virgin Mary that she would be the Mother of God has been since the 14th century. The head of the Italian Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Angelo Bagnasco of Genoa, spoke with us of the spirit of joy and prayer with which the Church in Italy carried out the massive preparations for this event. Archbishop Bagnasco said all meetings with the Holy Father, and especially this meeting, is for everyone involved and for young people especially a moment of grace. The Archbishop says this meeting with Peter's successor confirms the faith of the Church and encourages the whole Church in its life and mission. Catechesis has been an extremely important part of the preparations for this Marian pilgrimage, a highlight of the three-year Agora program of the Italian bishops for the formation of youth through World Youth Day 2008 and beyond.
I get the feeling when I look at these young people, they all seem to be very focused. They're very focused because they're listening to the messages given to them by Pope Benedict.
A renowned artist and professor of art history, Breda Ennis, is one of the many persons of faith and culture who have been invited to help prepare young people for the culmination of this great Marian event of 2007 in Italy.
A lot of us are involved in teaching younger people. So we have this terrible responsibility. We feel that we have to learn from Benedict as well. And this is also exciting for us.
Following the encounter with Pope Benedict this evening, in which the Holy Father will listen to several young people speak of their journeys in the faith and respond to questions coming from some of the pilgrims, a prayer vigil will continue through the evening and into the night while the Holy Father prays at the pilgrim shrine to Mary housed in the Loreto Basilica. On Sunday morning, the pilgrims will sing lauds together before Pope Benedict presides at Mass with 150 bishops and 2,000 priests concelebrating. I'm Chris Altieri.